Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child born of Him. By this, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and follow His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of people, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that He has testified concerning His Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning His Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The one who has the Son has the life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
Many Christians struggle with doubts about their salvation. As they look at their failures, they question whether they're truly saved. The Apostle John wrote his first epistle to assure believers of their eternal security. Throughout the book, he gives three tests by which Christians can evaluate themselves to see if they are truly in the faith. 1. The Word Test. Genuine Christians believe what Scripture says about Christ, that He's God's Son who came in the flesh to die for mankind's sins. 2. The Witness Test. The Holy Spirit indwells true believers. They experience His transforming work, and He gives them a deep, abiding conviction that they belong to Christ. 3. The Walk Test. Christ's life flows through His followers and will be evident in their words, attitudes, and actions. The sins they once loved are now repulsive to them, and obedience to Christ is the new direction of their life. While we can't be 100% certain about the authenticity of anyone else's faith, God doesn't want His true children wavering in uncertainty about their own. That's why John's first epistle says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life."